Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Families fish along the town's dusty riverbank and children play on its rural back roads. They all flock to the ice cream stand every evening. There's not one black person in sight, yet this town is in an African country. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Orania is a rural riverside town. Once an unassuming place with about 1,700 people, it's now booming. But Oranians are hiding the sickest secret in plain sight. It's a whites-only town on the African continent. The town was built in 1991, a year after Nelson Mandela was released from prison. Its founders, who have familial ties to the architects of the apartheid system, forced out hundreds of black people. Today, our people are still forbidden. The worst part is Oranians claim they fear being wiped out of South Africa. Their alleged fear often kills us. The audacity of a whites-only town existing on African soil is wild, but there's one important thing we can learn from this. Self-determination. Having educators teach the truth about our people and not having a criminal legal system incentivized to kill us is priceless. We could truly benefit from building towns made strictly for us, by us. The Freedom Georgia Initiative is already doing it. Liberation won't come easy, but we must be willing to come together to determine our futures for ourselves. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please subscribe and rate our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black History.